SBS Radio. For many young Australians, it's not the fear of catching coronavirus, but the widespread impacts the pandemic has caused which worries them the most. Digital Youth Mental Health Service Reach Out has seen record numbers of young people seeking support. Chief Executive of Reach Out, Ashley De Silva, says issues including loneliness and challenges with remote learning are often being raised.
In the earlier stages of lockdowns and restrictions, a lot of the themes were around more linked to fear and kind of anxiety and overwhelm. And for young people, you know, that includes themes. There's a really key theme coming through around exam stress. We did some research that's shown, although we're months away from the typical exam periods that where we'd normally see increases in exam stress, that's already started.
New data from Reach Out found visits to its online services have doubled compared to this time last year. That includes a 14% increase in visits to the organisation's urgent help page, with a spike recorded during the recent school holidays. Mr. De Silva says there have been more than 65,000 engagements in Reach Out's online peer support forums since March.
So in that space, you often see examples of people sharing concerns they might be having, including being able to put their hand up and kind of signal that they need additional support, but also a really beautiful part where members of the community actually validate the experiences by kind of saying, actually, I've felt a similar way and here are some of the things that I've done that have helped me.
He says all of the mental health services provided by Reach Out can be accessed for free via any device by going to the website. Kids Helpline, run by charity Your Town, has also reported a massive surge in calls for help during the COVID-19 crisis. Your Town Chief Executive Tracy Adams says nationally, demand for services in April was 49% higher than the same period last year.
We are seeing young people potentially with existing mental health issues which are being really amplified because they may not have access to their current face-to-face services. It's a time when there is a lot of anxiety in the community. So all of these are adding to what young people are already coping with. And the reason that Kids Helpline is there 24/7 is we know that when young people need support, they need it in that moment.
New data shows Kids Helpline counsellors have actioned an increase of 43% more emergency duty of care interventions since January. That means contacting emergency services or another agency to protect children and young people considered to be at imminent risk of significant harm. Ms. Adams says child abuse has overtaken suicide concerns as the number one reason counsellors enact duty of care emergency interventions.
We're very much encouraging children and young people to think about where they are safe, who around them can provide that safety, and where they need to go for support if and when they need it, rather than feel that there is nobody there, not perpetuate that sense of isolation. Because whilst we might be social distancing, we need children to understand in these situations that doesn't mean isolation.
Recent modelling from the University of Sydney's Brain and Mind Centre predicts the coronavirus pandemic could result in up to 1,500 additional suicides a year, with up to 30% among young Australians. Health Minister Greg Hunt yesterday said the modelling would be considered by the National Cabinet in the development of a mental health response plan. People aged between 5 and 25 seeking support with mental health can contact Kids Helpline at kidshelpline.com.au or on 1800 55 1800. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.